This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. I wonder if you've met people who are in the midst of despair. Now, I have, and it's been a terrible time because I've often wondered, what can I say to that person at that time of their despair? In actual fact, what do you say to someone who believes life has become too much or there is no point living? Now, this is a huge topic and quite a complex one at that. So the question is, what is despair? Well, it's a loss of hope when a particular situation becomes too big to handle. Maybe that's happened to you. I know that's happened to me. And have you ever noticed that some of the saddest words in our English language begin with the letter D? For example, there's disappointment, doubt, disillusionment, defeat, discouragement, despondency, and the list goes on with things like depression and despair and death. You know, there's too much to cope with and we don't know what to do. It was Kathy Broaders, the poet, who wrote a poem called It's Raining in My Soul. This is what she said, and she could have well been talking about herself. I'm stuck at the proverbial crossroads between the future and the past, standing in a place called loneliness. How long will this emptiness last? Lost in a desolate wilderness with no compass, no map, no guide, sliding down the emotional slippery dip and then washed back again with the tide. I've lost all focus and direction. I'm clean out on self-faith, scared of everything and everyone, friendships torn, scattered and misplaced. My glazed eyes are wide open, but I can't see a single thing. And although it's deathly quiet, I can't hear this cold heart sing. I don't like where I am now. It's dark and a dreary hole. It's heavy, suffocating, constricted, and it's raining in my soul. Now, I think that's quite an intriguing phrase. It's raining in my soul. It was the movie producer Woody Allen who once gave an address at Yale University. And he said, our civilization stands at the crossroads. Down one road is despondency and despair. Down the other road is total annihilation. I hope we'll take the right road. Now, Woody Allen, he had a habit of trying to be funny. And I think this statement does reflect the despair and the pessimism of our times. Human hope is a very fragile thing, isn't it? And when it withers, it's difficult to revive, just as that poem said. We need to note the number of people who tragically take their own life because despair and discouragement have sucked out the last bits of hope from their lives. And when someone that you love and care for is overtaken by a serious illness that goes on and on, obviously sometimes despair sets in. It almost becomes an impossibility to hope for recovery. You're even afraid to hope because you just couldn't cope with another letdown. Of course, consider the despair of the family of the Virginia Tech gunman, Chow Sung Hai, who shot 32 students and teachers April 16, 2007, and then shot himself. Now, it was 5 days after that terrible event that the family spoke to the media, and the family of this man said they felt hopeless, helpless, and lost and heartbroken. And they said, we could never have envisaged that he was capable of such violence. This was his sister. We are so deeply sorry for the devastation that my brother has caused. No words can express our sadness that 32 innocent people lost their lives this week in such a terrible, senseless tragedy. My brother was quiet, reserved. He struggled to fit in. He has made the world weep. We are living a nightmare. And we can only guess, she said, the sense of despair they felt. Our family is so sorry for my brother's unspeakable actions. It's a terrible tragedy for us all. It's awful, isn't it? It was Charles Swindoll, or Chuck Swindoll as he's called, the preacher, who said that surrendering to despair is man's favourite pastime, but God offers a better plan. It takes effort to grab and to have faith to claim it. The Bible, it has some interesting words. Even the writer of Ecclesiastes says, I thought about my hard work and I felt in despair. David in Psalm 69:20 said, I'm crushed by insults. I feel sick. I had hope for mercy and pity. My soul is in anguish. Lord, how long? He said, I'm worn out from groaning all night long. I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. Well, Heavenly Father, today we do say, Lord, in spite of despair and sadness, there is hope. Lord, may there be hope for us today, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.